Good morning and welcome to WGXC, Acra Hudson Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where today we are featuring the music from the 1966 spaghetti western, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the track Il Buono, Il Cattivo, Il Brutto, composed by Ennio Morricone from, of course, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, which is what that song is translated to.
And something that happens often, you can find a silver lining in something that's unfortunate, and in this case that did happen, because Morricone was so limited in his funds and unable to use a full orchestra. In that theme song, you may have noticed, and throughout the score, he uses elements like gunfire, whistling, yodeling, which will resemble kind of the howling of a coyote, cracking whips, trumpets, human voices, and he even at that time used what was very new, the Fender electric guitar.
And gunshots. Did you say gunshots?
I did, right off the bat.
Oh, I missed that. The coffee hasn't quite kicked in. I was like working on this show until 2, or really actually 3 in the morning because of daylight savings. So if you are not fully awake yet, like me, because I usually need my sleep and I haven't gotten it. But it is daylight savings. And, you know, we're here on The Score, that we made it on time. So Morricone, who did the score for The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, was born on November 10th, 1928 in Rome, Italy. It has been said that Morricone began his first music compositions when he was only 6 years old, and he has been blessing the world with his music ever since. To date, Morricone has written music for more than 500 motion picture and television series, as well as other contemporary musical works. During his long-standing career, which is something like 5 decades now, he has composed music for, obviously, Sergio Leone, who was the director on The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, Brian De Palma, Mike Nichols, Bernardo Bertolucci, Oliver Stone, Terrence Malick, and countless other directors. There is so much to say about this amazing composer and his talents, but his work really does speak for itself.
It does, and we will be playing another track for you from Score, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. But before we do, we did want to say something about our radio station and your radio station, WGXC. Today we have the privilege of being part of another pledge drive. Lisa and I have been here on The Score for a little over 3 years now. That's kind of hard to believe. We've done, I think, over 30 shows. And during that time, I hope you've enjoyed the music. We certainly hope you've learned a little bit. And we want to say that we have learned so much ourselves that have made us appreciate so much more the music that accompanies these amazing films and television shows. Learned a lot about the filmmakers also, and are so happy to bring that to you. But do want you to know, to have the ability to bring that to you, we definitely need your support and would really appreciate it today. And you can make a pledge by calling in 518-697-7400. Thank you.
If you are just tuning in, you just heard Il Tramonto, which means the sunset in Italian, followed by Il Ponte di Corde, which in English translates to the Bridge of Corde from the 1966 film The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, and we wanted to say a little bit about that scene that involves the bridge, because it's very spectacular. In the film, there's three main characters: the good, played by Clint Eastwood, and he's called Blondie; the bad, played by Lee Van Cleef, and he's called Angel Eyes; and the ugly, played by
Eli Wallach.
Yeah, and he's called Turno. And in this scene, the three of them are all after all these bags of gold, and they end up in a graveyard hunting for the one grave in which the gold is buried. Oh, wait a minute, I'm talking about the other scene that I was so taken with. Okay, this is the bridge scene, bridge scene, okay.
Yeah, that was the song for the bridge scene, but it's all good. It's all part of the,
I'm sorry.
The soundtrack and the score and the movie and the general essence.
The bridge scene. There's actually two concurrent stories. One is about the three characters, and the Civil War is taking place the entire time the film is happening as well. So in this scene, they're trying to blow up a bridge to prevent the Confederates, who are on one side of a bridge, from entering the Yankee embankment kind of area on the other side of the bridge. And what's so interesting is they actually had 1,500 extras that were playing the soldiers.
Who I think they were the actual military in Spain. They actually got military extras from Spain, which is where they shot most of the movie. Some of it was shot in Italy, but a lot of the outdoor scenes and things were shot in Spain. And so what I read was that they got, Spanish soldiers to play.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they had to shoot the scene twice because these three characters are attempting to blow up the bridge. And the first time that they actually blew up the bridge, all three cameras were destroyed.
Yeah, by the explosion on set. I mean, that must have been quite a day. I bet the cameraman was glad that he walked away safely. Filming for The Good, the Bad, the Ugly began in May of 1966 at Cinecittà Studio in Rome, which in many ways is like Italy's Hollywood. Then the production, as I mentioned, moved to Spain to recreate the look and feel of the southern western United States. Despite difficulties during production, the film was shot rather quickly from mid-May and completed shooting in July of 1966, and then was released in Italy in December of the same year. So it didn't come out in the U.S. until 67, but it was actually released to great acclaim in Italy in December of 1966.
Wow, that is fast.
Thank you.
You just heard Padre Ramirez, followed by Marchetta from Ennio Morricone's score, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
When Clint Eastwood was first cast to work with Sergio Leone in his trilogy of spaghetti westerns, which The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is one of them, Hollywood did not want Eastwood as the leading man in the feature, because he was known as a television star. You may remember, some of you, from Rawhide at the time. And the people in Hollywood didn't think that he could carry a feature. Well, they certainly proved that was wrong. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly made over, what was it, $25 million domestically. We're talking in 1966, mind you, at the box office. And Lisa had a couple other things you wanted to say about
it. Yeah, I mean, it made $25 million domestically. These are the kind of things that really interest me. If you really want to get into my brain, I love numbers. But it also did very well in Italy, where, you know, the film was made partially, but also because it had an Italian director, and a lot of the crew was basically an Italian, I think, German, Spanish co-production. But there was a thing that I read that was kind of interesting, that at the time, Clint Eastwood, you know, obviously wasn't well known as a star in terms of carrying a film. He demanded, I think, something like a salary of $200,000, which Leone didn't want to pay him. But he also got 10% of the domestic gross of the movie, which was really like a tough deal at the time. That was like kind of unprecedented at the time. So Eastwood fared very well considering the success of the movie.
Yeah, and the movie, for those of you that have seen it, is largely close-ups of amazing faces and amazing eyes. So who better than Clint Eastwood to do a close-up on a very interesting face? And the way he tips that one eyebrow and has those little slits for eyes, you never quite know what he's thinking.
Right, and you have Eli Wallach like darting his eyes back and forth because he was kind of like the crazy one. And then the other actor,
Angel Eyes,
who was had amazing eyes too. But then you have this beautiful landscape.
Thank you.
That was Il Bandito Monco, followed by Due Contro Cinque from Ennio Morricone's score to The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. So that was The Bandit Monco and Two Against Five, which was kind of this duel in the middle of nowhere where Clint Eastwood and Eli Wallach's character like walking through this like old Western saloon type set, and no one can seem to get a shot off at them, but anytime anybody comes around a corner or is on top of a roof, they miraculously are able to shoot and kill the bad guys, right, that are after them.
Right.
All right, we have another track from The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, Ennio Morricone's famous and amazing score. So we're going to play that now, and we'll be back talking with you in a few moments. Getting some calls in. We want to thank Deborah Samuels, who donates every fund drive. Deb, out in Catskill, I think you got the Two Boots pizza gift
That's
certificate.
Right.
So thanks for your contribution. You're always extremely generous, Deb. We so appreciate your support here at WGXC. And Laura and Peter Segal of Valley College, Cottage. They also called in with support. So thank you, Laura and Peter, for your support. You just heard L'Estasi del Oro, which in English translates to the ecstasy of gold, which was what they were after in the very last scene of the 1966 film, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. The Good, the Bad, the Ugly was a 3-hour film which culminates in this scene where the three main characters are in this kind of like stalemate standoff, all trying to get this gold stash, which is buried in a Civil War cemetery. And one of the guys knows that it's at a particular cemetery. One of the guys, which is Eastwood's character, knows the name of the actual tombstone, the grave that it's buried in. And the other one's just kind of like the bad guy following them, trying to get to this stash. And it's like the gold of the war or something that's been stolen, right? So they're all there. And there's this sort of three-way beautiful cinematic standoff that it has been described as one of the most electrifying climaxes ever filmed in film history. Right. And the music was a real integral part to creating the drama of that final scene, which was that music that you just heard, plus the finale that we're going to be playing for you in a moment.
Right. And we have to try to go back to 66 and realize what that director was doing was amazing. First of all, it was done in film, which is so great. But it was very saturated color, but it almost came over as if it were black and white high contrast. You have to see it to understand what I mean. But again, he used these moments of ultra close-ups of the faces and the hands on the hips coming closer and closer to the guns. It was really very amazing. It was almost like a slideshow.
Yeah, it was an incredible scene. So we have one more song that we're going to be playing to wrap up our show today. And we do want to like appreciate everyone who's been calling in this morning. We have the matching drive still going on. So if you call in and you donate $25, again, it like, you know, it amounts to being 50. If you call in 518-697-7400, help us get to that next level. We're trying to raise $35,000 here at WGXC, this fund drive. We're not quite halfway there yet, but we're, you know, inching towards our goal every moment. So 518-697-7400. Margo, do you have anything to say to sort of wrap up, sum up this The Good, the Bad, the Ugly show that we're doing here?
Yeah, I wanted to say something in support of the pledge drive. For myself, coming out of the women's movements of the 70s and the anti-imperialist movements of the 1980s and then the art advocacy movements of the 90s and now being a programmer at WGXC into the 2000s, I can actually say from my life experience that nothing authored, run, and geared toward the greater good of a community, however that community is defined, can thrive without the support of that community. So please consider making a pledge today to WGXC. We would so appreciate your support. So until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.